Trading Club Pro Update, week of June 29, 2026. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Editor's note, this update is coming to you on Thursday, a day early, because U.S. markets are closed on Friday, July 3rd, in honor of Independence Day. The value of the Trading Club Pro Tracking Portfolio settled at $106,829 as of Wednesday, July 1st, up 6.8% since the June 22, 2026 inception date. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. Based on last week's updated recommendation for the Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, covered call, the good until canceled limit order we placed for this trade was filled on Monday, June 29, as described below. Sold to open 1 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $35 covered call, expiring September 21, 2026, at $1.99 per share. As a reminder, we quote the actual prices received net of trading commissions and fees. In this week's update, we'll take a look at the latest developments driving the gains in shares of one of our favorite software stocks, and also address a few questions in the mailbag. Axon jumps on indications of major new Taser contract. It was a good week in the trading club, with a broad rally across the portfolio, led by a strong recovery in our software holdings. Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, was the standout performer, with the shares up by more than 30% in the past week. The gains were fueled in part by headlines indicating that President Donald Trump invested between $1 million and $5 million in Axon in early February. Trump's investment came just weeks before U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, posted a notice seeking to acquire 17,800 new conducted energy weapons, Q, along with an unlimited supply of cartridges. The $220 million order would quadruple ICE's existing inventory, although the contract has not yet been awarded. And while the IC notice does not specify which company would supply the devices, all signs point toward Axon. According to CNBC, three policing experts stated that only one Q on the market meets the IC's contract specifications, and that's Axon's Taser 10 device. It's also worth noting that Axon is the current incumbent supplier for IC, with a prior $16.1 million order for the Taser 10, which is set to expire on August 21, 2026. Given that Axon holds a near monopoly on Qs sold to U.S. law enforcement agencies, with 90% market share, we suspect Axon will win the contract. And it would be a substantial deal for Axon, worth about 25% of the company's total Taser revenue last year. This comes on top of $20 million in funding Congress approved specifically for IC's body cameras, for which Axon is also a near monopoly supplier. These contracts are part of the growing budget for the federal government's crackdown on illegal immigration, a cornerstone of the Trump administration's domestic policy agenda. Axon's less lethal Tasers devices are critical in helping law enforcement safely detain suspects without the use of deadly force. Meanwhile, the company's body cameras provide a critical source of accountability for both suspects and law enforcement agencies. Given the Trump administration's priority on bulking up ICE resources, amplified by the overall trend toward increasing social division and unrest, we don't see demand for these products slowing. We received confirmation of the growing demand for Axon products in its most recent Q1 financials, when the company handily exceeded analyst estimates with a 34% year-over-year increase in revenue, while revising up its forecasted revenue growth this year from 28.5% to 31%. Despite the positive fundamental outlook in its financial reports, shares of Axon have been swept up in the broader declines across the software sector on fears of disruption from new artificial intelligence (AI) software coding tools. However, our view all along has been that Axon's moat around its hardware products translates into an equally powerful moat around its high-margin software business. The data feeding into its software applications must come from Axon Taser and body camera devices. And because you can't displace one without displacing the other, we believe Axon enjoys one of the strongest and most durable moats in the entire software sector. Looking ahead, all signs indicate U.S. law enforcement agencies will continue ordering more Tasers and body cameras from Axon for the indefinite future. And that means a lot more high-margin software sales to go along with these products. Meanwhile, the sizable investment from President Trump has delivered a major sentiment boost that's pushed Axon shares up toward multi-month highs of around $600, up more than 40% from our June 22 recommendation. In the mailbag, we address a subscriber question about whether we still recommend buying Axon after the recent rally, along with another question about how we plan to navigate the increased risks in today's market. In the meantime, We'd like to wish all of our U.S. subscribers a happy and safe July 4th celebration. Next, we'll show each position in the portfolio broken down by trade type. Portfolio review. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on Wednesday, July 1st. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $30 equals $6,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. It's commonly referred to as the notional value of the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. We have compiled a summary overview of the rationale behind our current holdings, which you can find here. As a reminder, we calculate the leverage ratio using the following formula. Leverage ratio equals total long exposure slash portfolio equity value. We define total long exposure as the sum of all long positions, including uncovered stocks, covered stocks, cash secured puts, and option purchases. In the current portfolio, as of Wednesday's close, these values were as follows. Note, we show each value in our portfolio table below. Uncovered stocks, $63,199, covered stocks, $23,948, netting out the underlying stock value against the covered call value. Put sales, $41,500. This notional value is the value of stock we've committed to purchasing, long options, positions, $2,390. Adding up all of these values gives us $131,037 in total long exposure in our current tracking portfolio. We then divide this number into our account equity of $106,829 to arrive at a 123% leverage ratio, or well within our self-prescribed limit of 150%. Next, we address a few questions from the mailbag. Please note that nothing we write should ever be considered individual investment advice, as we are not licensed to provide such guidance. This material is for educational purposes only, and we recommend consulting with a licensed financial advisor for individual investment advice. The first mailbag letter comes from a subscriber asking about our current recommendation for Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, shares following the latest rally. For a fellow getting started late, do you still recommend Axon at $604? Ross comment. With Axon currently above our $450 buy up to price, we aren't officially recommending purchasing the stock at current levels. However, we are considering raising the buy up to price given that $450 represents a near decade low valuation that may be an unrealistic target now that sentiment appears to be shifting among software stocks, and for Axon in particular. I am currently working with another analyst on a deep dive into Axon, and as we look more closely into the company's financials and near-term outlook, we may provide an updated buy range in a future Trading Club update. In the meantime, I will share one basic strategy that I've found useful when a stock has run well beyond my preferred buy price before getting a chance to take a position. And of course, this comes with all of the usual caveats of not being financial advice but merely a suggestion for consideration. That is, I will just buy a small portion of my intended position, say around 10%, as a starting point. So, for example, if I plan to eventually buy 100 shares, I might start off with a 10-share purchase. Then I place good until canceled limit orders to buy additional 10% increments at progressively lower prices. That way, I can let the market come to me and wait for any pullbacks to gradually increase that position. If the stock runs away and never looks back, at least I am along for the ride. But more often, I found the market will typically give you a chance to accumulate at lower prices, especially after the kind of move we've seen in Axon this last week. Just this morning, for example, shares briefly traded for as low as $578. The next question and response comes from the Trading Club forum, which we believe is worth reiterating and reposting below, regarding how we plan to navigate the growing risks in today's market, with most people, including many within Porter & Company, convinced that there is an upcoming market correction, brought on by such factors as massive government debt, ever-rising private debt, a Middle East supply choke point, and high company valuations. I'm extremely nervous. In any major market correction, most stocks will head south, And I'm wondering what your thoughts are about how the trading club will prepare in advance to position itself to minimize losses, and B, what strategies you have in mind to deal with and perhaps even capitalize on any falling market. As our option positions mostly work on a 3-month cycle, does this make us more vulnerable? Would you ever consider going mostly to cash? The first year has been so good, I would hate to lose all our gains. Ross comment, I understand the sentiment, and as we've written about over the past year, we're very mindful of these same risks. But at the same time, we also acknowledge that timing the market is very difficult. Becoming overly defensive by doing things like moving to mostly cash or taking on speculative positions designed to profit from a falling market can easily backfire without an impeccable sense of market timing, which we do not claim to possess. So we don't plan on making any major changes to our strategy other than the defensive moves we've already implemented. This includes our trades in things like protective put options, which we classify as a hedge, not an outright speculative trade betting on falling prices, and our consistent option sales that bring a steady stream of cash into the portfolio. We've also tried to play defense by focusing on high-quality stocks trading at reasonable valuations, and those which are less exposed to the overall macro environment. That said, it's important to note that these defensive measures will not make us bulletproof against a market downturn. We're in the business of taking a reasonable amount of risk in order to capture the potential upside available from remaining invested in the financial markets, but we can't have one without the other. There's one final thing I'll add, which again should never be considered investment advice but merely one man's opinion. In my experience, the ultimate cure for nervousness about one's exposure to a potential market downturn is to simply raise enough cash until reaching a more comfortable level of overall market exposure. Or, as Warren Buffett once put it, cash is the equivalent of financial Valium. It keeps you cool, calm, and collected. Hope that helps. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.